The provision of God is with us, so that when we walk with others who need to know God is with them, who need to know that there is eternal life, who need to know that there is a life-giving spirit, water that quenches, that will never thirst again, they need to know this. Guess who the source of that information is? Anybody want to guess? You know the answer, of course, is Jesus. But it's Jesus in us, and as we are with Him, and we live in the midst of the overflow of the joy and the Spirit of God, we show people that God is also with them. God is with us. So let's remove all of those things, those hindrances that trip us up, those things. You know, there was a practice of what happened in the old days, in the Old Testament times. And that was when an enemy came along, if you had a well, they would oftentimes throw rocks in it and fill up the well. And if you wanted to get the water, you had to get down in there and get the rocks out so you could get to the water. Can I be honest with us? I think a lot of us maybe have rocks in our life that's pushing down that water and keeping it from flowing through our lives. Maybe it's habits, maybe it's mindsets, maybe it's sins, maybe it's a lot of different things. Maybe it's just minds consumed by other stuff, minds focusing on other stuff. Take some time, and I'm going to encourage you to do this. Go to Jesus and say, what kind of rocks do I have in this well? And when He points some of those things out, and I believe He will, then let's work on, with His help, getting those things taken care of so we can get to the water, so the water can flow. Amen? I was praying, you know, how to conclude this. I wanted to have, you know, I'm one of those that I kind of want to end my sermon with a, yeah! You know, one of the last verses in the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verse 17 says, "The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost." The final call of God to the world in the Scriptures is, if anyone's thirsty, let him come. The Spirit, God the Spirit that dwells in me, God the Spirit sent from the Father and the Son, that's working on lives. The Spirit say, if you're thirsty, come. The Bride. By the way, who is the Bride? Us. The church. Those who have already drunk of the water. Say, come. But those who are thirsty, come. That is the final call of the Scriptures. If anyone's thirsty, let him come and drink of the water of life that has no cost. Sir, give me this water. Sir, let us drink of that well. Jesus, come and bring to us the water of life. Amen. Who is Jesus? He is the giver of the water of life. Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much for Jesus and His presence with us today. Lord, I pray that, you know, a lot of our lives, we're dry. Maybe we've got rocks in our well. Maybe we don't know that the reality of the Spirit within us produces that gushing well, that gushing river that flows with life. Father, help us to begin to see that, to know that, to live in that reality, that we might know Your joy, that we might know Your life, and that everywhere we go, we spread a little bit of the water of life around so people can know that you take care of us, you will take care of them, and you are with us all. Father, our world needs to answer that question. Are you with us? And we, the bride, the church, have the answer, and it is yes. So, Father, thank you for being with us. Flow, river, flow. Flow through us, in us, out of us, so the world might know that Jesus is with us, that you love us with an inconceivable love to the normal mind, but it is awesome. Thank you for your love, Father. Jesus, thank you for paying the price. Thank you for giving your life, for entering into our sin and pronouncing, forgive them, for they know not what they do. For entering into death, into the tomb, and rising again on the third day so that death no longer has a hold on us. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that. Spirit, thank you for coming in us. May the river of that life flow from you through us to others. Guide and direct us, Lord, in the coming days, on the rest of today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and through the rest of the week. Help us to be that rock that water flows from, that the world may know that you're with us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.